This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we've got Dr. Dennis Cuddy, expert on the New World Order, author, joining us in the next segment. Let's go to the calls. Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the air as America's freedoms are on fire. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
How you doing?
I got a law enforcement supply catalog here, a nice one. It has three different CIA patches in there. And the MK, they got an MK Ultra one there. It's got their eagle head. And then it's got a brain with a big syringe plunged into it.
Yeah, psychological warfare.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And then the old OSS one, which was the original CIA, has three different snakes on there. The one that makes the O is a snake eating itself, the two SS. And then it has the all-seeing eye with the pyramid. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's MI5 has that symbol, too.
I'm going to order a couple of your tyranny response shirts.
I'd like you to send me a copy of that catalog. Last time I got sent a law enforcement catalog, Schomer Tech, it goes, police officers use our units to nauseate protest and political speeches to stop the political process. Buy immediately. And I've got this sonic ultra-low frequency weapon, and it says officers love disrupting political speeches with this. Don't be surprised if the speaker doesn't start vomiting immediately. It's all part of the free country.
I got that catalog.
I mean, it actually says that, sir.
Oh, I know. I've got that catalog. There's a DEA one here with skull and crossbones on it. There's a military police one with a MP with a skull wearing an MP helmet.
Saying, no, it's a Christian.
Kick bleep and take names, you know. And
what you got is special forces guys that never saw combat, and they're going to shake you and your wife down. I mean, this is the New Deal. We're fed upon, like in Planet of the Apes. We're running from them. They're running us down in the streets.
Just for fun, I've been wearing this big CIA T-shirt some days, just to watch people's reactions. And I got one with a KGB shirt I wear once in a while, just to look into people's faces when they give you that kind of the cross-eyed stare and stuff. You know, like, ooh, what's that? You know.
Well, I better not look at him. He'll get me because I'm in a free country.
Thanks for the call, Ed.
Thanks, Alex.
Y'all hear folks go, well, the government's not corrupt, but you better watch talking like that. I go, oh, in the free country, I better watch talking like that. Michael in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Alex, I've been out of town for about 2 weeks, and I just got back yesterday. Are you aware of what's going on in Chicago and Seattle with this terrorist? They're going to have a mock terrorist attack?
Yeah, they're going to have Top Off 2. They had one in 99 where they practiced martial law and takeover and roundups into the sports stadiums, and that was in the Washington Post yesterday, yes.
Yeah, so it's going to be here in Chicago, and a friend of mine lives in the city itself. I live in the suburbs, but he told me they got a bunch of roads already barricaded off where they're going to prepare to do this thing, and they're bringing in the guys in military suits and all that stuff. So it's going
to
be
all part of training you and to get the local police integrated into federal control. And they have a bill to federalize every city, and New Orleans already fell to total federal control. I hope you'll go get some video with that. I hope folks would do that.
Yeah, Alex, I'm going to do that. I'm going to actually go there with my video camera, and then I'll send you the tape.
Oh, I love you to death.
Let me ask you a question, Alex. What I'm real surprised, when the Iraqi conflict was supposedly over, that the U.S. didn't plant, or maybe they will. They haven't done it yet, but they haven't planted some fake biochemical
weapons.
Let me
explain the psychology, Mike, and you're making good points. If they would have done that day one, people were already saying they were going to plant it. But if they come up short dozens of times and go, okay, I guess we won't, we were wrong, there'll be a big, ooh, that's a blow. Approval ratings drop by 10 points. And then a month later, some innocent news agency, they're going to find it, masses of it, and oh, they were right. Now his approval rating's higher than ever. Don't ever question them. You understand the psychology?
Absolutely, Alex. Thanks a lot. You're doing a great job.
Anything else, Mike?
No, Alex, that's about it. I just keep up the good work, and we got to fight the New World Order. I'm going to get out there with the videotape, and I will send you a copy.
Absolutely. Yeah, we went to a little mini top-off exercises here in Central Texas. Troops will walk up and go, what are you doing with a camera on me, boy?
Then we say, well, it's America, sir. We're trying to uncover news here.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
How many of you listening would give someone $100 for a $10 bill? Listen up, folks. If you're taking vitamins in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. You see, according to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are just 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, you're literally flushing $90 down the toilet. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, and if you want to start absorbing the nutrients that you swallow, you need to take SeaSilver. Not only does it contain every vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and enzyme known to man, but because it's in an organic liquid form, it offers a 98% absorption. Now what that means is your body gets to keep the nutrients that you swallow. Try delicious-tasting SeaSilver today. You'll feel a difference in 2 weeks or your money back. Call 1-888-887-2063. 1-888-887-2063. Isn't it time you stopped flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-888-887-2063.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., I do this show live, Central Standard Time, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. And, of course, back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, for the rebroadcast of the daytime show from 1 a.m. until 4 a.m. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. And, incidentally, I've only slept about, I don't know, 9 hours the last 3 days because I have finally completed, I'm very excited, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It's over 2.5 hours long, and it's the third installment in the Police State series. So you can go to Infowars.com or net to learn more about that, or I'll give you the number later to get it. There is just a bunch of news. I've never seen corruption in New World Order behavior at this level. Again, we have ABC News saying Americans debating the world empire. Knight Ridder News Service yesterday, newspapers headline, neocons push for New World Order. The Prince of Darkness, Pearl, has said they're going to invade North Korea. They have purposely leaked the invasion plan to probably try to get the psychotic demon who lives in a seven-story pleasure palace. And this guy is crazy, folks. He kidnaps Asian film stars. I mean, he's nuts. Kim Jong-il, probably trying to get him to go ahead and attack us. We know they've shot a test missile at Alaska a few years ago. That was covered up. How do you invade Iraq when North Korea's hitting us with test missiles? Pearl's now been giving speeches to investors saying, yeah, here's how you make money off these wars. Now Halliburton, oh, turns out it's going to run the oil pipelines and systems. Big surprise, no bids allowed. New levels of corruption as we lose our liberties here domestically. And we're joined by an expert on the New World Order. I've read several of his books, and for some reason we haven't hooked up over all these years, but it's good to have him on. Dennis Lawrence Cuddy, historian and political analyst, received a PhD from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, major in American history, minor in political science. Dr. Cuddy has taught university level, has been a political and economic risk analysis analyst for international consulting firm, has been a senior associate with the U.S. Department of Education. He's also testified before members of Congress on behalf of the U.S. Department of Justice. Dr. Cuddy has authored or edited 17 books and booklets and has written hundreds of articles appearing in newspapers around the nation, including the Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, USA Today. He has been a guest on numerous radio talk shows, and now he's here with us, and he really digs out. I like his books because, you know, he doesn't say they plan to dumb us down and enslave us worse than Nazi Germany. He has the globalists saying it in his books, and when and where they said it, how they're going to break the family up, how they're going to force drug you, how they're going to take your guns. Dr. Cuddy, great to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Launch into it. I love your new book about 911, but what are we facing right now? How do we stop the New World Order? What is the New World Order?
Well, the New World Order is a concept that goes back many years. When George Herbert Walker Bush used it, everybody thought it was something of a new term, but H.G. Wells, the famous author, had a book by that name back in 1939, and even earlier than that, you find books by that title.
By the way, folks can download that for free at prisonplanet.com. It's online, where they call for a world government. Adolf Hitler called for it. Joseph Stalin called for it. All these guys called for it.
That's correct, and the plan goes back many years. There's several branches to it. On the one hand, you have Cecil Rhodes' plan to take over, as he said, to take the government of the whole world using Rhodes scholars like Bill Clinton and others. And there's another avenue of it that goes through the Fabian Socialist. Now they're called the Third Way. There's another branch of it, Skull and Bones. This is the Bushes and some other individuals, but they're all moving in what Wells called, and I'll get to how that applies right now, to a synthesis. What they're doing is they're trying to synthesize Eastern communism and Western capitalism into a world socialist government. And in terms of how that plays out with this current escapade in Iraq, the thesis is that the UN should direct everything under UN resolutions. You should do what they say. The antithesis is that the Anglo-American alliance that Cecil Rhodes planned to run everything would be the dominant force. And the synthesis is that you combine the Anglo-American alliance with about 49 other nations, but nowhere near a majority of the UN. And so that's what's happened. It's a dialectic that constantly goes on over the years.
Wow, we need to have you on more often because no one seems to get this. About 4 years ago, I started seeing policy reports. They couldn't deny that there was a New World Order anymore. You know, you were crazy before to talk about it, as presidents said it. As
right.
They read their own reports and policy papers,
right.
Their own white papers. So I started seeing the left say, okay, there is a world government. Will the left control it or will the right? So going back to the left-right paradigm, the false system, what we're going to have is the UN playing the part of the good cop, America
right.
kind of as the new Soviet Union, chewing up, grabbing the countries up, getting them under globalist control when the same bankers own it all, own the UN, own the Anglo-American establishment that Quigley talked about, but they need to create the illusion globally that there's a choice inside this New World Order making the UN play the part of the good guy.
That's right. And when you mention the bankers, and as you appreciate your mentioning, I let the people speak for themselves. I try and put these documents, letters signed by Churchill or Roosevelt, and one letter that I include in the book The Globalist is FDR writing to Colonel House, Woodrow Wilson's chief advisor, saying the real truth of the matter is you and I know that the financial element in our larger centers has owned our government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson. So you're right on that.
Well, old House, he lived right down the road from me here in Austin.
His father his grandfather just happened to be one of the very few people that came out of the Civil War making a lot of money.
And, of course, that was manipulated by the British on both sides. So
right.
How do we stop the New World Order? How do we educate the left and the right that they're really just part of a phony system?
Well, the first thing, you have to crack through their predisposition to think you're a nut if you talk about conspiracy theories. And the best way to do that is, the way I do it is I set them up by saying, suppose I told you there was a power somewhere so complete, so pervasive, so interlocked, so watchful, you better not speak above your breath if you speak in condemnation of it. After they get finished laughing in my face for a while, I say, well, I didn't say that. One of your heroes, Woodrow Wilson, said that. Now you've got their attention. And so you bring them up to today and explain how this is happening, how through, let's say, Tavistock, British intelligence and so forth, they had developed a theory, for example, called the theory of social turbulence, where through a number of crises, emotional crises, they cause people to go into psychological retreat. You get turned off of things.
That if you agitate a colony of rats long enough, they kind of submit and become docile.
That's right. That's right. And so this is very scientific. Way, way back, Edward Bernays, the father of public opinion, said we in effect, he was writing this in 1928 when he became the chief advisor to CBS's William Paley. He wrote a book, Propaganda, where he says we're like a government. We know how to manipulate you, and that's what we're going to do.
And now they're getting rid of all pretense that they're fair and balanced. It is. Now they've removed the left-right debate, and it's just, oh, we're this big imperial army. We're now seeing the war emperor or with his troops every day in military outfits. They're following the old patterns, as you said, with the overlay of technology.
That's right. It's what I've called the techno-feudal, F-E-U-D-A-L, society of the future, and that was 100 years ago in a book called Our Benevolent Feudalism, where they mapped this out.
Yeah, I guess I just spontaneously came up with my own term without reading that, neo-feudalism.
Sure. It is that.
Well, what is feudalism? Because before 100 years ago, Dr. Cuddy, people knew that it was two types of governments, all the different varieties of tyranny on one side and liberty on the other, and it was always looked at according to freedom, at least in this country and the experiment here. Now it's shifted into that left-right debate where people can't even get to real discussions because, again, we're always caught up in the two phony choices.
Right, and two things. First of all, politically, that was planned by the Skull and Bones Whitneys in the late 1800s, where they mapped out a plan whereby they would contribute to both Democrat and Republican left and right, and then they would deliberately alternate power among these politicians so that the stupid public would think they have a choice, but they didn't.
And it also adds, as you said in one of your books, that this ad, they like to use competition. The agenda moves forward, but for the henchmen to get top positions, whoever can drive and manipulate the best gets the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
And there's various avenues. You had the Cecil Rhodes Avenue where they would, he said, penetrate journalism, economics, education, and politics and get their key people into certain places.
Council on Foreign Relations.
That was an outgrowth, right. The CFR was an outgrowth along with the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And Colonel House, who you mentioned earlier, said if the First World War had not come in fierce and exaggerated form, they would not have been able to get that. And I'm glad you brought that up. That's another example of what you can throw into people's faces who are skeptics. Because whenever you say the CFR, their eyes start to roll around and so on. So what I do is I say, okay, look, Bill Clinton, you're a liberal, let's say, I'm talking to. You're a liberal, you like Bill Clinton? Oh, yes. Well, his mentor, Carol Quigley at Georgetown, looked at the, quote, secret records of this power elite, and in his book, Tragedy and Hope, he said that these people, the CFR, is a front group for these people. Now, they may be skeptical. I say, okay, listen to this. Arthur Schlesinger, the year before that book, in 1,000 Days, his book in 1965, and he's a member of the CFR, said the same thing. It's a front group. The CFR is a front group for this power elite.
Well, that's the incredible thing. Their own publication, Foreign Affairs, says they're going to enslave us, going to dumb us down. They're saying it, and then you read it, and a cop on the street will say, Alex, we were given a briefing. We know that's code for terror. And I go, sir, CFR's on TV now. They don't exist. How do they brainwash them? How do the FBI training manuals, Dr. Cuddy, say that those that say there's a new world order are potential terrorists, that it doesn't exist? How do they have presidents announcing it, but then doublethink saying it doesn't exist?
That's right. I hear the music, but I guess we're going to break.
Yes, we'll get the answer from Dr. Cuddy. Great to talk to him. We'll talk about some of his great books. I've read, I don't know, three or four of them. He's written 17. It's all coming up, and we'll tell you about some of the websites and newspapers he writes for. Now we'll open the phones. I hope you can stay with us into the next hour or two, so you have plenty of time to take calls. I got a bunch of current news and events I want to mention to him.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business, these are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Have you found your business isn't quite as profitable as it was before the economy went south? Are new clients a little harder to come by lately? Well, maybe we can help. Advertise your business on the GCN Radio Network, and you'll soon find out why companies all across the country are experiencing a steady flow of new customers. It's not by coincidence, it's by design. At GCN, we can increase your business with an ad package that's built specifically for your particular product or service. Join the many satisfied advertisers on the GCN Radio Network who found out that the economy isn't so bad after all. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 106, for quotes or more information. That number again is 877-996-4327, extension 106. Everyone listens to radio. It's the most cost-effective way to increase business available. Don't wait around hoping for a stronger economy. The country might be slipping into recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
By now, you've all heard about prostate wellness from OneSource Health Products, the natural product to help men maintain and improve their prostate health. Did you know each year over 400,000 men in the United States alone undergo prostate surgery? Odds are 2 to 1 you'll have prostate problems by the time you're 60 years of age. How do you fight back? With prostate wellness from OneSource Health Products. It's all natural and effective. High-potency prostate wellness active ingredient, beta-sitosterol, commonly referred to as the prostate miracle, has been helping men with prostate and urinary problems such as frequent urination and difficult urination caused by the natural growth of the prostate. Call OneSource Health Products toll-free at 888-432-8900 for more information or to place your order today. Prostate wellness also contains zinc, essential for the prostate health, and selenium, a powerful antioxidant that protects the cell membrane and has been shown to decrease the risk of prostate cancer. It's guaranteed to work. You've nothing to lose. So call 1-888-432-8900. That's 888-432-8900. Or visit OneSourceHealthProducts.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
All right, my friends, we're talking to Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
The ring of fire.
Worked in and out of the federal government, written a whole bunch of books, really insightful, understands the paradigm we're facing. Neocons, a lot of them, these talk show hosts, are admitted beatniks, communists, turned conservative. A lot of the neocon leaders, daddies and mommies, were leading Marxist. Then they're hooked up with a weird Eastern establishment Blue Blood clan who hail from a place called the Tomb, Skull and Bones. I mean, we're talking about a collection of maniacs, but they know what they're doing. I think it's obvious, Dr. Cuddy, they're really moving in on one of the big steps in their final phase, aren't they?
Yeah, and there's, believe it or not, some time ago in Austin, Texas, connection to all this. I'll just do this really quick since you brought this up. William Crystal is editor of the Weekly Standard magazine.
Murdoch propaganda arm just called for New World Order yesterday.
That's right. And in fact, I'll digress just a minute because you were talking about how could these people say there's no New World Order. Usually, if you look at the CFR's Journal of Foreign Affairs, for example, in April of last year, what you had was President Bush was not really, he had already called Iraq and North Korea and Iran axis of evil, but he was dilly-dallying until the CFR's Foreign Affairs came out with an article saying, next stop, Baghdad. Then he walks into Condoleezza Rice's office and says, what are we going to do about Saddam? Same thing now. If you look at the May-June issue just come out of the CFR's Foreign Affairs, there's an article there by a Michael Glennon, I think his name is, and specifically using that term, that what we have to build here is a new world order through ad hoc coalitions of the willing. And so, once again, they're using the terms and they're mapping out the future. But in terms of William Crystal, let me give you, this will take 30 seconds or so, but it's interesting. William Crystal is the head of the Project for the New American Century, which had mapped out a lot of what happened regarding Iraq and the removal of Saddam and threatening, he's written letters, they have threatening retaliation against Iran and Syria if they don't comply with our wishes and so on. Some of these letters are signed also by other people, Richard Perle, William Bennett, who's been in the news lately. Since I mentioned him...
By the way, Bennett's off running around with $1.4 million gambling debts.
Right. And the connection to Austin goes like this. William Crystal is where he is now. I believe, as you said, their daddies have something to do with this because of a plan. I'll try to be brief about this. Many years ago, William Bennett, when he was a young fellow, hooked up with William Sloan Coffin, the radical preacher back during the Vietnam War days, who was also a member of Skull and Bones and the CIA as well. And they were friends, and Sloan Coffin and some others at Williams College, where he was attending, said, why don't you go down to Austin, Texas, and there hook up with it begins with a K, it's a philosophy professor, where Bennett wrote a dissertation, which was rather strange and very short dissertation. And at the first of it, he says something to the effect, gentlemen even keep their promises even in hell. And this was sort of his dedication. And he gets out of there very quickly. In fact, he is attending Harvard Law School the first year of Harvard Law while he's still working on his dissertation, which told me his path was being greased at that time. He had hooked up with Irving Kristol's Commentary magazine, and they were giving him publicity through book reviews. The next thing you know, Charles Frankel, who is on the editorial board of the Humanist magazine, gets Bennett to be his assistant at the National Humanities Center near where I live here, just a few miles away.
For folks that don't know, these guys, and it's admitted in the mainstream news, all come from communist, Marxist, socialist bent.
Yeah, the neocons, the Irving Kristols, his wife, Gertrude Himmelfarb, their partners, Norman Podhoretz and Midge Dechter, who even in the 90s was the vice president of... the League for Industrial Democracy, formerly titled the Intercollegiate Socialist Society, were old Trotskyites or whatever.
And but, Bush calls himself a communitarian. Well, that definition, yeah. One who promotes communist systems.
Yeah, if you look at Amitai Etzioni and the leaders of this, there's another one named Lodge.
But I want to stop you again. They're publicly saying New World Order, World Empire. Then when we say it doesn't exist, we're insane. They publicly say we are communist. We are communitarians, and we point it out. People go, how crazy? I mean, how do they get away with that?
Well, right now, if you ask them, they would not say we are communists. They'll say something else. But they flow from the old Trotskyite days years ago. And so what happened is Do I hear the music?
Yeah, we've got a few seconds left, but just stay there, Dr. Cuddy. I want to get into 911 with you, the book you've written. I want to talk about the globalist plan, how to stop them and take calls. Stay right there. We're honored to have you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most 4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, I'm going to tell you the truth. Our family's futures, our very lives hang in the balance. I have read globalist policy reports. I like to go to the Army War College. I have found a lot of what they're really going to do with the actual hardware of the police state. I mean, I read an Army War College report from 68 where they said that by 2000 they wanted inkless fingerprint readers to buy and sell. I read British Army psychological warfare manuals written in the 40s, and everything they talk about is being used on the nightly news, but with more sophistication. Now, Dr. Cuddy has a PhD in this, has worked with the federal government, and comes highly recommended by Charlotte Iserby and others that we've had on. Now, when you read their plan to turn your kid into a crackhead, when you read their plan to make our economy a prison state, when you read the plan, and Dr. Cuddy isn't a great example of this. Bush wants to reaffirm the Clinton gun ban and magazine ban and wants more gun control, and the neocon, just creatures on talk radio, will not tell the listeners that. I mean, isn't this a great example to people of the fact that the Republican leadership isn't what they claim to be? And then we read articles about how there's this alliance and this love fest. Bush is having dinner with Charles Schumer. They love each other. What's really going on?
Again, Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, said he wanted basically a system, the power elite, and him. Quigley loved these guys. He said these were the hope of the world. That you could, quote, kick the rascals out but not really change anything. And that's why, even though you have Clinton supposedly different from the Bushes, they all support NAFTA and GATT, World Trade Organization, most favored nation status for China, and so on. So
gun-grabbing, open borders, supercomputers to communist China.
Yeah.
Clinton gave some of the computers to China. He was evil and bad, and yes, he was. Then Bush takes all restrictions off, and I heard Limbaugh go, ah, so what?
The first President Bush's brother, while they were saying that how horrible Tiananmen Square was over there making a satellite communications deal with those people while playing a bit of golf. And now I think one of them is trying to get in on, or it's Neil, I guess it's Neil Bush, trying to get in on the Education Act over in Iraq with perhaps William Bennett as well. They may have something going themselves. But the plan, as you asked,
Hey, wait a minute. Bennett needs some money, man. When you drop $1.4 million in a weekend, you got to, you know, at the tracker at Atlantic City, you need some cash.
Well, yeah, but see, when you have a book like the Book of Virtues, which all these, as you said, the conservatives and Christians love, that includes a lot of Greek gods and goddesses, Castor and Pollux, when it's Yiddish Thera at Heaven's Gate, where a little Yiddish Thera threatens God that unless he can bring his doggy into heaven, he's not coming. And when you have the road to Tao, where it says not only should you not be greedy, you should do away with charity and good virtues too, because only then do you really have it made. And when you have Thomas Jefferson quoted as saying to a child, think about whether there's a God or not, and if you've come to the conclusion there's not one, that's okay too.
But Dr. Cuddy, isn't Skull and Bones a premier Christian organization?
A what?
Well, I mean, people say he's a born-again Christian. Don't talk bad about him. They're not a Christian.
Yeah.
I mean, is it Skull and Bones then? Is it the order of death and Satan loving?
Not really. They hook up through various mechanisms with the Illuminati and other groups. And that's,
you know what?
Up.
I'm jumping all over, and I apologize. I'm going to try to shut up here in a minute. Let me bring this forward. Are you aware that I snuck into Bohemian Grove?
Yes, sir. I've seen the video. Very good.
Well, I mean, I frankly couldn't believe it. I saw the news articles. The British media got me a map in, some of the code words from spies inside. And I frankly believe I was actually allowed to sneak in there now that I look at it as part of a larger throw-it-in-our-face move. But, I mean, this is out and out. Moloch, Satan worship, 101, Anton LaVey, you know, Marilyn Monroe, the same thing that you'd see at the little house in San Francisco I saw there with the Bushies. This is admitted, the Grove admits I went in, but still, you're not supposed to talk about it. How does the satanic element behind all this operate? Talk about the Illuminati, the history of this. Who are we really dealing with?
Well, first, did you see any people running around naked there?
It goes on for 15 days. I was there at the kickoff. David Gergen in the Washington Times said that they do indeed do that.
Yeah.
Spy Magazine admits that they ship in the male prostitutes. I didn't see that. I saw some weird behavior. I didn't show any, you know, I'm not going to go up and show old men and bank chairmen with their, well, I'm not going to. I saw some things. I saw mainly a strange urination ritual where two men walk up, pull their pants partially down, and then start urinating in front of each other. I didn't put that in the video. I had a hidden camera. I stayed away from the crowds. I got in. I hid out in the woods. I went and shot the ritual. So I didn't get a lot of that. I left. I was in there 4 hours. Supposedly, the rituals get crazier and crazier in the 2 weeks. But, no, I didn't see any running around naked.
Yeah, I remember Gergen said when they asked him if you're going this year, he said, no, I didn't want to see a bunch of old men running around naked. So
That's Washington Times. We only cover document and information as you do. So, again, I'll quit jumping in. What is the New World Order? What will life be like under it? How do we stop it? What is the Illuminati?
The Illuminati flows from, and that's, there's a connection with Iraq and what's going on here as well. The Illuminati, formed by Adam Weishaupt, was 1776, basically. There's more to it than that. But to make a long story short, they had thousands of members, including Goethe and Pestalozzi, who was an influence in education in America, with their own code names, Aberis and some other names. John Dewey, his mentor was a G. Stanley Hall, who had gotten his Ph.D. over at Leipzig under Wilhelm Wundt, whose grandfather was codenamed Raphael with the Illuminati. And basically what they were doing, they would hook themselves up as, let's say, tutors of Alexander the First in Russia. They were trying to infiltrate. They went into the Parisian Outlaws League, fomented through Masonic lodges, often the French Revolution. And their attitude was to destroy religion, destroy the heads of government. And it, basically, people thought when the French Revolution said liberté, égalité, fraternité, it was like the U.S., but by liberté, they really meant license. And égalité meant a leveling of the masses, and fraternité really meant a brotherhood that would foster humanistic ideals.
By the way, MSNBC admits when they talked to 100 Skull and Bones members, this was a few months ago, that they admit that in 1832 the German Illuminati came over with the Russell Trust and set up Skull and Bones. Please continue.
Okay, and at that time you had their slogans of the Russell Trust and Alfonso Taft and a lot of the people, the early members of Skull and Bones, would have similar mottos. They decided they were a sort of elite corps coming from a German elite corps. You would find swastikas in the tomb, as you call it sometimes. If you said they're Nazis or whatever, they say, no, this predates that.
Swastikas in the skull. I mean, there's World War One, and even before that, Prussian top generals would wear the skull on their hat, and they were part of the societies. Go ahead.
So you have these various connections with them that flow on up into various segments of this elite mentality. Using the swastika, Cecil Rhodes' mentor was a John Ruskin. He has a swastika on his grave. Rudyard Kipling is a member of the Rhodes Trust. If you look at the cover of his early books, they have swastikas on it. It was used as the key to the city of Seattle has a swastika on banks. There was a lot of this, and Blavatsky, who was with the Theosophical Society, founded that, used the symbol as an elitist mentality. These were the elite that were supposed to govern over the masses for our own good. And that's the attitude that they pretty much bring up to today and they use situations to further their goals. In terms of September 11th, what I try to do is I say, if there is this power elite, what might they do? And so prior to September 11th, in the book Secret Records Revealed and the Globalists, I said, the public could be conditioned by a terrorist attack so that they would be more willing to give up their freedoms in order to have peace and safety.
Well, that's what Hart and Rudman and Brzezinski and all of them say. That's what Northwoods says.
Yeah, in 1962-ish. And so the very afternoon of September 11th, sure enough, ABC Washington Post comes out with a poll saying two-thirds of the public would be willing to give up some of our freedoms for peace and security and so forth.
As if when you give up liberty, you get freedom.
Yeah, right. It's the exact opposite of what our founder said. I think the quote is, he was willing to give up his freedom, but it's not going to have peace and security anyway. So moving up to the current situation with Iraq, what I tried to do there was say, okay, if this power elite is in control of things, and if there is a war, a military conflict in Iraq, what will happen? And I said, there's two possibilities. I said, if it's a staged war, it'll be over relatively soon, with relatively few casualties, even from chemical or biological weapons, and that's basically what happened. I said, because if it had been a real war, what you would have had is Saddam torching the oil fields, which he didn't, destroying the air bases, H-2 and H-3, in the western part of Iraq. He didn't. Destroying the Safwan Highway from Kuwait to Baghdad. He
not
didn't.
A single bridge blown. And then it came out, before the attack, they admitted that gold bars, goodies, were being given to all the Iraqi generals and leaders. Most of them had already agreed to give up, signed capitulation orders. And then after the war, they got on MSNBC, I have it on tape, and they said, a ridiculous conspiracy theory that our government paid them off and secretly flew Saddam out. And, of course, he'll probably grab some double and try him later. But Saddam was their CIA hitman in 1958. That's admitted.
Yeah, he was part of a trained six-man assassination team back then, which wasn't really the first time. We had in 1953, when the Iranians nationalized their oil field, Norman Schwarzkopf, the general's daddy, had just retired from the New Jersey State Police. And Alan Dulles, with a secret $10 million CIA slush fund, paid him to train soldiers to overthrow that government of Iran.
Yeah, he went to Saudi Arabia, and they lived there, and that's where little Schwartzy grew up.
Yeah, so there was a history to that thing.
And the bin Ladens go back for carrying out Her Majesty's activities. The bin Laden family's a tried and trusted little clan, too, aren't they?
They were also CIA assets, just like, in fact, the Bush, Daddy Bush, used to stay with the bin Ladens when he would visit over there. Still, you know, through Carlisle and some other aspects.
Well, now Bechtel's involved in it.
Yeah, that's George Shultz, had been president, I think, of Bechtel during the, just prior to the first, he was Secretary of State under Reagan.
Of course, George Shultz, according to major press reports, likes to take part in the rituals of Bohemian Grove, but that's part of being a Christian.
That's right, and he's one of the Vulcans, as they call him, that trained George W. Bush to become president.
Now, they have all these weird names. They call him Prince of Darkness, Vulcan. What are the different little code levels they have?
They come up with all sorts of nicknames for them and
some
code
are called
names.
Death Leaders. These are loving Christians. These are
if you say so. But a lot of people would say, who scoff at what you say about New World Order or whatever, they're reliant upon the press. And so whenever they say, well, gee, Dan Rather would have told me something about this, I say, look, this is very simple. It's been 18 months since September 11th, right? Oh yeah, 18 months. I say, look, has Dan Rather bothered at any time to tell you on the nightly news why on September 10th of 2001 some top Pentagon officials suddenly picked up the phone and canceled their flight plans for the next morning because of security concerns?
Has anybody asked why the FAA told Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco not to fly to New York that day, or why Salman Rushdie in the Times of London called and asked the FAA? They admitted he was banned, quote, for his safety from flying that month. No one's asked why Bush was on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic. September 10th with his cabinet, 4 weeks before it showed up Boca Raton. No one's asked why three of the so-called hijackers are trained at Pensacola Naval Air Station, the defense language, why the head of Pakistan intelligence wired $100,000 to ADA, and why the head of Pakistan intelligence was there at the White House in Capitol Hill the week before 9-1-1. No one's asked any of these questions, have they? No one's asked why the AP reported that the CIA was doing a drill that morning of flying jets into buildings in New York and D.C., quote, their cover for why NORAD stood down.
Yeah, and that the same outfit had a similar drill the year before, and nobody picked up on that either.
Well, they had the drill that morning at that very time.
Right.
Just a drill, of course.
Right.
That way, if you get compartmentalization breaking down and spilling over, other people at the Pentagon or CIA going, hey, what's going on? Oh, just a drill.
Yeah, that's right. They have all sorts of capabilities that we don't know about. If you told people, let's say that they were altering your brain waves, they'd look at you like you were some kind of idiot. So that's why, for example, in the Globalist, I actually put the patent number since 1976 where they've been able remotely, they don't even have to put the electrodes in your head, remotely alter your brainwave.
Well, wait, I had the CEO on last year. The Koch machines are about to come out with a beam that transmits where only you can hear it. Hey, have an ice cold Coke. And soon, off face scan, it'll say your name to you.
Yeah. So what you have to do is manipulate the public, and that's why I think we had a close election. People say, oh, my goodness, you know, we can't criticize George W. Bush, because if we do, then those nasty old liberal Democrats will be back in control.
But George Bush and Chuckie Schumer vote to federalize the elections and put in the touchscreens out of the crisis.
And it wasn't Bill Clinton who had federal agents go into Pastor Dixon's Indiana church and drag him and some members of his congregation out either, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was the Skull and Bones pastor that launched that attack.
So,
isn't Anton LaVey a good Christian man then, Dr. Cuddy? Well, I mean, you know, you wear black outfits, you worship Satan. Isn't that a Christian thing to do?
Neither is Aleister Crowley. But
why do all these neocon Christian leaders say submit to world government now, microchips aren't that bad, forced abortion's really okay over in China? Isn't that all Christian now? Isn't it us that has a problem?
No, it's really not. And
why suddenly do we see all the big Christian leaders telling us to submit to all this?
Did you say why are they?
Yeah, suddenly they're all telling us how good it is.
Yeah, because of what I just said, the election was close. As long as you have the alternation of power that Quigley said the Skull and Bones plan had back under the Whitneys, that you have a Skull and Bones Bush replaced by a Rhodes Scholar Clinton replaced by a Skull and Bones George W. Bush.
Now, what about this election? We've got a Skull and Bones Kerry as the leader for the Democrats against a Skull and Bones Bush.
Yeah, well, that would guarantee the 8 years, just like Clinton had 8 years. So if that were to occur, I don't think it will. I don't think Kerry's going to make it. But if it were to occur, then that would... See, one thing they do that people looking for a conspiracy say, okay, what is their plan? Actually, their plan has several variations and alternatives, so they can make adjustments. That's why they really didn't have to call up 19 people and tell them to fly into the World Trade Center. What they did years ago was set up a mechanism whereby...
Set up the CIA, find the young, ignorant Arabs, get them involved, have them seen at the scene over and over again. Tell you what, stay there, Dr. Cuddy, and can you hold with us into the next hour?
Well, Violet said a half hour to an hour, so I guess I better
go
at the end.
Okay, that's fine. We'll be right back with you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material
used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeley is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeley, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps Potassium Iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps Potassium Iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free. 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803.
Has agreed to stay with us for another 25 minutes, 20 minutes into the next hour. That way we'll have time to take your calls. I know we've got folks already holding, wanting to talk to him, like Wayne and others. The toll-free number to join us, and this guy really is an expert on the New World Order, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And everything he covers in his books is from public record documents, the globalist own statements. It's like Gary Hart in my film, Road to Tyranny, saying we're going to use this disaster 911 for the New World Order. Now, the Project for New American Century that Dr. Cuddy mentioned is Jeb Bush and Rumsfeld and Bush and Wolfowitz and Pearl saying we need a Pearl Harbor catastrophic event to get our New World Order. We need to be attacked so we can take over. Saddam isn't a threat. We want the oil. We want a military base to attack everybody. World War III, 100-year war, take everybody's rights. Ha, ha, ha. It's all public, and I've made a new film, my friends, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. And, you know, my videos just get better as they go along. This new one is amazing. 2 hours and 37 minutes long, totally jam-packed. You want to know a giant overview of what they're doing to you and what they plan to do to you, get the video. In fact, you can get the three Police State videos for $60. The films are $25.95 apiece. $20 if you order three or more apiece. My book is only $12, 911, Descent into Tyranny. I have my other 911 films as well. Please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order via our secure-only shopping cart or call toll-free today, right now. And you're authorized to make copies of my films for nonprofit educational purposes. Get them. They're waking up 90% of those that will watch them. The toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or net, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Expose the terrorists. Expose the true evildoers. You know, Dr. Cuddy, Bush gives a lot of speeches. He gave one at the Pentagon talking about a dark cult of evil. No one knows the power of evil. The men that did the hijackings were instruments of this dark cult of evil. There's a lot of double meanings with these people. You get into that in your books. What are the books you recommend to the listeners of this show, and how do they get them?
Well, there's a number of books. I guess the main ones would be the current one that's just coming out. It's called Cover Up, Government Spin or Truth. It deals with the September 11th issue and Iraq. As I said, I made some predictions, as well as our Vanishing Constitutional Rights. The one just before that was titled September 11th, Prior Knowledge, where I do some investigation and basically conclude that we had the information to know what would happen in advance. The one prior to that came out just prior to September 11th. That's called The Globalists, The Power Elite Exposed. I try and put some
letters. Me textbooks for the kids, for the people going to college to be social workers, saying, we'll destroy the family, we must do it now.
Yeah, that's a plan from a long time ago. And,
their own textbooks. How do folks get them?
Call toll-free 888-891-3300.
888-891-3300, 888-891-3300, some of your books are in bookstores, correct?
They can be, yeah.
And they're in a lot of Christian bookstores.
Yes, that's true.
Those that don't believe Skull and Bones is Christian.
Right.
There's a new type of Christianity where, you know, Anton LaVey's a good guy, but we're not that type here. Sorry, folks.
Well, that's part of the plan, too. John Dewey had what he called a common faith, where he said dogmatic religions, dogmatic Christianity would have to surrender to this humanism.
And that's what they called for after 9-1-1, Coffee Anna. We need a world religion. All right, your calls for Dr. Dennis Cuddy. I'm Alex Jones. Third hour coming up. He'll be with us for about 20 minutes. We'll talk to Wayne and others. 1-800-259-9231. And remember, my new film, Police State 3, is now out.
Domes USA offers an alternative to duct tape and plastic. Our portable nuclear biological chemical shelter, the PNBC 273, uses an advanced NBC filtering system.